want to state your name?
Lloyd Sunday.
Where were you born?
At Felton, Minnesota.
And what year were you born?
1920.
And who were your parents?
John and Leah Sunday.
And what did they do?
They were farmers.
How many children in your family?
Two.
Did you have a sister or a brother?
One sister. She lives in California at the present time.
And where did you go to high school?
Felton.
Did you graduate?
Yes.
In what year?
37.
Did you go on to college?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Concordia.
And did you graduate from college?
Yes.
In what year?
41.
What did you major in college?
Economics.
Were you drafted into the war?
No.
You just decided to go?
Yes.
Okay. And what branch of the service did you serve?
Navy.
Where did you go for your training?
Well, I started out at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
And from there down to Virginia. And from there aboard ship, on which I served 18 months.
What was your military training like?
Well, what it was like.
Yeah. What did you learn during your training?
Well, I learned some more in engineering.
Okay.
What little I had came off the farm and didn't amount to too much, but mm-hmm. I went to a few engineering schools and gradually picked up more.
Did you serve overseas?
Yes.
And where did you go after your training? Where did they send you overseas?
Well, I went aboard ship in Norfolk.
Okay.
And this was a pretty good-sized vessel. And I was one of about 500 crew people at...
So there were 500 of you on the ship?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we could haul about 3,000 troops.
It was that big?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get to your first port?
Well, 11 days. We left New York for Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Did you get off the ship there then? Or
no, we were permanent... permanent orders
on the ship,
at least for the time being.
I see.
It turned out later that I had served 18 months continuous.
Mm-hmm. From start to finish on the boat.
Yeah, and then I became an engineering officer, and I was going to be an assistant engineer aboard this big vessel, which scared the heck out of me, because that was a lot. It was a big job.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you do as an engineer on the ship?
Stood watches.
Okay. Anything else?
Made landings.
Did you serve in a war zone?
Yes, we sure did. World War II,
Normandy,
yeah.
Okay, was that the first place?
That was the first combat we'd seen.
Okay.
And then we went from there to southern France and did the same thing over again. Only there was no opposition there to amount to anything. Because they had captured a bunch of southern France troops. There were Hungarians, Bulgarians, a mixture of those peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to fight. They just sat in the shade and watched us march in.
They didn't seem too concerned, huh?
No, they weren't going to fight Hitler's war for him for anything.
Where did you go from there, from southern France?
back to the States, which was really a welcome deal, although we had only been overseas maybe 6-8 months.
Mm-hmm. How long did you get to stay back in the States?
Well, we landed there in November, and we left again. Let's see, it'd be about February. Then we set sail for Hawaii, mm-hmm. and later on we reached the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We were just a few short hundreds of miles completing the circle of the earth. Yeah,
wow.
Right.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Any particular stories come to mind when you think back on those three campaigns, Normandy, Southern France, and Okinawa? Any special memories come to mind?
Well, I guess so. I got to hit the beaches at Normandy, and my little boat had to make two trips. Somebody had to do it, I guess. And we brought back a bunch of wounded soldiers, and how we didn't get shot at, I'll never know, because the bullets were flying thick and thin. And I was lucky enough to get back there on the 50th anniversary of D-Day.
Really?
Yes. Concordia has a program with a town by the name of Falais. And they had a language relationship for several years. Mm-hmm. So that was part of the deal, too, that we associate with those people and learn more about them and stuff.
What was that like, going back for the 50th anniversary?
Well, you see, we didn't stay on shore very long. We got out of there faster than you
sure.
can imagine. So I didn't get the relationship mm-hmm. at that time. Okay. But we made up for it, I think, when we came back after 50 years.
Well, that's nice.
We were treated as heroes and oh, goodness, it was just something else. They had about 100 people waiting for us at Falais when we drove in from Paris.
Were there a lot of buddies that you met or went over with for that celebration?
No,
really?
Because we didn't have a chance to fraternize at all with the local population. We hit the beach and backed off and got the heck out of there.
Yeah.
So that the subsequent waves coming in wouldn't be clogging up, but the beach was clogged up.
Yeah.
Cool. We went in and unloaded our boatload of about 100, and I'm sorry, I just can't recall what I want to recall here.
It'll come back. It'll come back, that's okay. But did you go back over to the 50th anniversary of D-Day? Did you go with any of your naval buddies?
No.
You didn't?
A friend of mine from Wahpeton, he and I went through flight training together. I thought maybe he'd go. But his wife had a surgery about that time, mm-hmm. so that
sure.
put the kibosh on that. Mm-hmm. Then Concordia comes through with an offer I couldn't refuse.
Sure, your alma mater?
Yeah.
Terrific. How long were you there for the celebration?
About 10 days.
Okay.
Incidentally, my wife and I have set up a scholarship for the people from Philly coming to our
to Concordia?
Yeah.
That's terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah, that was, we were glad to do it.
Mm-hmm. Any memories come to mind about southern France or Okinawa?
Okinawa comes to mind because I was down in the engine room when the doggone bomb hit. I didn't appreciate that at all.
Did you lose a lot of friends?
About 50.
What happened after that?
Well, we got orders back home because of the damage to the ship. The ship was really hurting. And then I got in, finally got into flight training. That's what I wanted to do all the time. But never was, I was just one jump behind all the time in getting orders to flight training. But I finally, it finally came through.
And where did you go for flight training?
Corpus Christi and Pensacola. Naval Air facilities in both instances.
Mm-hmm. How long did you do training?
Let's see, we started in November of 1 year and finished the next summer around, let's see, when would that have been? February, mm-hmm. February of 47. I got my wings.
What was that first solo flight like?
Well, I had had those already. I had a private license.
Oh, you did.
So I got in on that through the...
Mm-hmm. What kind of planes were you flying?
Well, we flew the SNJ, the PBY, TBF, the usual run-of-the-mill mm-hmm. airplanes.
Once you got done with your flight training, where did they send you?
They sent me home.
They did?
I was griping about the fact that I was having to fulfill this contract that I agreed to do. A chief yeoman heard me mm-hmm. griping about this, having to stay in for another year. He said, "You want out? I'll get you out." This is on Monday. On Thursday, I was heading for Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. So they were cutting down on everything, just slashing it.
So was that in 1946?
This was in 46 and 47. Yeah. I got my wings in 47. I may have erred on the year back there, but...
So from the time you actually went into flight training until the time they sent you home to the States, how long was that?
Oh, probably 2 years.
2 years?
Not quite.
Okay. So what was the feeling when your boss said, "I can get you out of here"? What did you think?
Well, I thought this is for me, because I was... But getting fed up on the... We were married, mm-hmm. we had a child, and he was sick, just the ordinary flu, but it still was part of the mm-hmm. the whole deal that sent us home.
Sure. What did you do after you left the military?
Well, I got a job teaching in Glendon, and then I... Then I went into the implement business, selling implements for a firm there in Moorhead.
How long were you teaching? How long?
I taught about 3.5 years in Glendon. I was principal of the high school there. And then I hired out at Thief River Falls for implement sales. And before that, I had sold for a firm in Moorhead. Harris Brothers, it was an old established firm.
So how long did you work for the implement dealership in Thief River Falls?
1 year, short year. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity to get into farming. So I took that and did selling and stuff beside.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep in contact with any of the people that you met in your 3-4 years in the military?
There's one guy, his name is Bob Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
He's an enlisted man, first class, and he's a first class guy. And he and I still correspond.
That's true.
By telephone and telephone.
Yeah.
And he visited us about 4 or 5 years, more than that ago now. But he and his wife were on vacation, and they stopped in and spent overnight with us.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Sweeney was his name.
So where does Bob live?
In upstate New York. He was a dairy farmer there.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you gotten out to see him at all?
No. I saw a few of my, or two or three of my mates when we were down there for a convention one time.
Mm-hmm.
New York City was
was the place you met?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to any reunions?
Pardon?
Have you been to any other reunions?
No, our ship is unique in that it's got an organization that keeps the thing alive. And I've contributed some to that, but I got in on the tail end of their publishing deal, and I don't think it got any coverage.
Do you have any final thoughts about what you went through during your time in the service?
No, I'm just glad I escaped.
Came out alive.
Yeah. Oh, those bullets were flying, I'll tell you.
Any other special stories come to mind?
No,
that you'd like to share?
Not that I could mention over the radio.
Lloyd, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of difficult. I'd like to be remembered as a patriot. And I don't know if I can say anything more than that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lloyd.